with that.
Okay, today's Daf Nuches. Today's year is sponsored by Brocky and Kenny Norensberg. Little Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. So we're up to Anunches Lamaral Ashkechinu. It's 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines on the top. Ashkechinu. Ashkechinu by Yehuda Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, or Rav Shmuel Breid Rav Bar Bachana, these Bar Yehuda found the following chachamim. They were standing on the entrance of Rabbi's doorstep. Amalahu, and they told him, Tanya, we have a brayso that says, Hamakadesh bepetach hamor. If someone is makadesh a woman with a petach hamor, or with basa b'chalav, or mechulin shenishchetu ba'azara, or with chulin that was shechted, slaughtered in the azara. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mikudeshes. Rabbi Shimon says it's good. The Chacham Omer Einu Mikudeshes. And the Chacham say it's no good. Alma, what do you see from here? Now, Alma, what do you see from here? Chulon Shenishchetu Ba'azara L'Rav Shimon Lav D'Oraisa. It must be that Chulon Shenishchetu Ba'azara is not D'Oraisa. What is it? Is it Rabbanon? Is it Mutar altogether? That I don't know. But it's not D'oraisa. Okay? It must be that. Okay? If it was D'oraisa, there's no way you'd be able to mekadesh a woman with it. Since Rav Shimon holds you can be mekadesh a woman with basa b'chalav, the whole daf is going to be chul shishchetu b'azara. Since you can be mekadesh a woman with such meat, obviously he holds it's not D'oraisa. The Isser Hanah is not D'oraisa. He holds that. Same thing. So he must hold, not D'oraisa. If it's D'oraisa, how could you be mekadesh a woman with it? Is it also midrabanan? Is it mutter? That's already a whole discussion in the Rishonim. What is its status? Rashi says something wild. Rashi says, the Rashi of Bechul Bazara, Kasavar isur lav D'oraisa. Lo iser shchitaso, v'lo iser hana'aso. That's already, why Rashi have to say that? Right? Okay. Now, and the Rashi continues, he doesn't learn what we said yesterday about Rachuk, that only, you know, in other words, only a carbon can be shechted here. Right? Hashem says, I have my spot, you have your spot, the two shall never meet. He doesn't hold from all that, and therefore it's not Asa D'oraisa. Okay? Asks Tosvos, top Tosvos Alma, says, wait a minute. According to Rav Shimon, if you mekadesh a woman, let's say it's Asa Midrabanan, right? Lim Tomar, ha mashma de iki sur derabanan. It is mashma, that's also midrabanan. That is mashma. Rashi says mutter. It's not so mashma like that, right? It is mashma, that's also midrabanan. The haka mashma lishna vim kain he'ech bekadish behen. How could you bekadish a woman with chulin shnishchetu bazara? Vamarav perakama de psachim. Hamakadish mi vav sho to mila. Afilu bechite kur denaisa. Even with chite kur denaisa. What's chite kur denaisa? That's only also midrabanan. That's not chametz d'oraisa. It's only chametz d'rabbanan because it's not really edible, right? We said it's not really edible. It's some kind of spoiled chametz. It's only chametz d'rabbanan. It's only asur d'rabbanan. Nevertheless, if you makadesh a woman with it, what's the halacha? De'enam asur elbo d'rabbanan ain choshen l'kedushin. It's not a kedushin. So ha'akav by chametz chidei kur d'naisa, which is all asur d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to be makadesh a woman. And here, when it comes to chul shishchetu bazara, you are allowed to be mekadesh a woman. How come? What's the difference? So Tosa says, because in the Maskona we're going to see in a minute, that Rav Shimon will agree that if something is asur midrabanan, you can't be mekadesh a woman with it. He'll agree to that. What's pshat? The Gemara is going to say that this is not even asur midrabanan. This is not an asur midrabanan. Why not? Because the Gemara is going to say in a minute that you shechted it was a treifa. So it's not edible anyway. So if Shimon holds that chul shishchetu bazara only works if it's edible, but you had a potential here to do an aveira to eat the meat, then it's asur midrabanan, or even maybe even midaraisa. But if it was not even edible, it had a treifa. Let's say the Gemara is going to say either it started off as a treifa, you knew it was a treifa, comes in with three legs, it's not going to live for a year. That's chul shishchetu bazara. Says Rav Shimon, of course not. That's not chul shishchetu bazara. Or you shechted it, and then you realize, hey, it's missing a lung. This was going to die in 2 weeks. No way an animal's living like this. It was going to die soon. Right? That's chul shishchetu bazara. That's a machlokas. Rav Shimon says, no. So we don't even hold like this anyway. So it's not even a kasha on Rav Shimon. That's Tosfos' first answer. There's like four answers to this question. Fine. Where are we? Now, if something is mutter min haTorah, let's say something is mutter min haTorah, right? Something is mutter min haTorah. Min haTorah, this chametz is mutter, right? Min haTorah. So how can the Chachamim say that the Rabbanim will say there's no kedushin? How can they do that? Min haTorah is good, right? How can they come along and say that? So Rashi says, Derem Tzachem, because called to Mekadesh, Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh. You want to marry a woman, you have to follow our rules. We said that that's Chametz Midarabanan, we're not allowing it. That's Rashi's Pshat. That's Rashi's Pshat, right? Everything, you always have to follow the Chachamim, they didn't allow it. That's Rashi. The Ritva says, good, it's fine, Minotaur, it's Mutter. But since Midarabanan is Aser, then you're still not giving her anything. Right? Bottom line, you're not giving her anything. Talk all you want. You're not giving her anything. Good, the Torah doesn't care. But the Chachamim care. So the same reason why it's usher to be Mekadesh a woman with something usher min haTorah from Hana, same thing applies to Durabana. What's the difference? That's the Ritva's answer. That's a bit chiddush. Now, the Tosvos, Tosva says that if you're Mekadesh a woman with something that's Asa Midrabanan, it could be an exception, but it is going to be good. Why? We had this chilek many, many times. If something is Asa Min haTorah, it's inherently Asa. Right? As we used to say, the molecules are Asa. So it's not worth anything. If something is Asa Midrabanan, the molecules are Asa? No. The Chachamim said it's Asr. It's not inherently Asr. It's been given the stamp of Asr by the Chachamim. It's very different. It's very different. Which is why there's a whole different child if by accident you sell somebody meat that's Asr Midrabanan. Could be Tanamekach and you ate it, whatever. So those inherently there's no Isr in that. The molecules of that meat is not Asr, unlike a Da'araisa. But the Chachamim said, for whatever reason, good reasons, it's Asr. So it's totally different things. Okay. Tosfos gives another answer to that question about the Chametz. He says, because Chametz, after the sixth hour, there is such a thing as something called Chametz being Asr Midaraisa. So who's such a Chacham to distinguish between which types of Chametz? So there was a Gzeira made across the board. Right? Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azara, says Rav Shimon. There's nothing else like it. There's no tzad daraisa. That's an usher. What else is like that? So why should this be usher? I understand why the case of chametz is usher. It's very easy. Once the sixth hour comes, it's usher midrabanan. The midrabanan. Ah, this chametz happens to be midrabanan. Who's such an expert? It makes a lot of sense to usher all of it. But here, watching this guy's brought an animal from left field. He brings it into the Azar, starts shechting it. Everybody knows. That's also midrabanan. So I can be mekadesh a woman with that. It's not a problem. There's no tzad daraisa that's going to lead to any confusion, lead to any problems. That's Tosfos' second shot. The Ramban says, just because chulin, if you look at the Gemara carefully, the Gemara never says that it's mutter. All the Gemara said was chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, Reb Shimon Omer mikudeshas. It's all he said. So the Ramban says, it doesn't mean it's okay. All the Gemara is saying is, Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azara is not a Daraisa. The next step, well, is it a Darabanan or not? That I don't know. Like Rashi said something different than what we would have said. We never would have said what Rashi said. So that I don't know. And it could be that Rav Shimon will argue on Rav Gidol Amarav. That's not so crazy. Because Rav could be a Tana, and Rav Gidol, the Gemara Masechet is from Rav Gidol Amarav. Right? Okay. Okay, also, the Rashba says, Chametz is different, there's Chametz involved, much more Machar when it comes to Chametz. The Shita says, Gzera Chametz, this after regular Chametz. Okay. Next. Now, Viraminu, wait a minute. We just said Echol Shesh Chetuv Azara, according to Rav Shimon, is Mutter. Wait a minute. Verminu, Rav Shimon Omer, same Rav Shimon, says, Chulon Shnish Chetuv Azara, Yisrofu. Chulon Shnish Chetuv Azara has to be burnt. That's not a problem. What does it have to be burnt for? Right? What does it have to be burnt for? So, the Rashi explains that the reason why it's going to be burnt is because we don't want to, in other words, as opposed to Kvura, that they used to treat the different meats in different ways in the Beis HaMikdash, and what was a Kvura, someone had Kvura, the lesser, if Averis, had Kvura. The stringent ones had Srefa. So it could be that Rav Shimon says, I agree that it's not even Asr. Certainly not Asr Medaraisa. But I will agree that it should have Srefa for the Xavier's that other kudgem problems, other problems that go on with kudgem, other kudgem psulim will have srefa. I will agree this can have srefa as well. I have no problem with that. The next line is a big problem. But the chen chaya shnishchata bazara. Also a chaya. Chaya is an animal that's not a domesticated animal like a deer. That's a chaya. There is no such thing as a carbon with a chaya. There was never a chaya seen on the Beis Hamikdash grounds. Never. And the Brisa here says, that Rav Shimon says, that when it comes to a chaya, you have to burn it also. So it doesn't make any sense. Why should you have to burn it? What's the whole reason why Rav Shimon would agree that Chul Shishchetu Bazara, which he holds, is not also Midaraisa, but I will agree you should burn it, ought to other problems that are Daraisa, other pigol, or no, other problems that are Daraisa, I will agree that this should be burnt. Even though make a ready and I hold, it's not even a problem. But I agree, you're going to mix things up. Chaya? No one ever saw a chaya in the Beis Hamikdash grounds in ever. All of a sudden, you brought one in there, after we burnt? That's, Rashi explains, that's such a far-fetched xera. What do we be gozer? Burn the chaya onto regular animals? That's very far-fetched. There's no such thing as a chaya. When it comes to Chol Shesh Bazara, I have this cow, the other cow was pigle, the other cow was no, so I understand you can get mixed up, and you can start being makel by really things that have to be burnt. I understand that. But chaya? It doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to burn a chaya? Says the Gemara, says it, so Ishtik, Ishtiku, he didn't have an answer. He didn't have an answer to that question. Asu l'kameh de Rabba, so they came to Rabba and said, Rabba, explain this theory to us. So Amalahu, so he said, Palga Akuminchu. The guy, the sharp guy, got you. Rabbi Yehuda was called a Pal. He really a sharp person. He really got to you. Hachem Ma'iskiru. Now you know what's going on here. Kigon, for example, Shenishchata. It was slaughtered. Vinim says Trefa, and it was found to be a Trefa. It could be that Rav Shimon holds Chul Shenishchatu Bazara is Aser. It's Aser. Minat Torah. And therefore, it's always going to be burnt minat Torah, even if it's a chaya. Doesn't make a difference. That's the halacha. It's asim minat Torah. Asim minat Torah gets srefa. Aye, there's no gzeira. But the reason you're burning is not because it's a gzeira. The reason you're burning is because it's inherently asa. It's inherently asa. I agree, it's doraisa. Aye, why could you be a kaddish, a woman, with such an animal? And that case was different. Why was that case different? V'nim says trefa, Rav Shimon l'taimei. The Tanya, hashochet es ha-trefa. Let's say you shech the trefa. The chain or hashochet, you shecht an animal, the nimtzeis trefa. And it turns out it's a trefa. After you shecht it, you notice, look at this, it's a trefa. Then what's the halacha? On the mizbeah, on the Beis HaMikdash grounds, and it's not even a carbon. So then what? Do we say it's chulin shesh chetuv bazara? That's a machlokes. Zev is a chulin bazara. The both of them are chulin bazara. Both makabaras. Both of these cases. Rav Shimon matir bahana. Rav Shimon says matir bahana. Why? Because the only time you're going to be over Chul Shnishchetu Bazara is if the meat is edible. Then it's Chul Shnishchetu Bazara, and then Rav Shimon would agree it's a Daraisa. Here, is it edible? No. Is that Sabahana? No. So you can encourage a woman with it. What you're going to do with it? She'll sell it to a guy. It has value. It's worth something. It's worth a pruta. The Chum Osirin. The Chum say, no, it's still Osir. That's what's going on here. So, what is it? You look puzzled, Mike. So Rav Shimon holds, really, Chul and Shishchetu Bazara, you can, it's Aser Bahana, Minat Torah is Aser, no question about it. And that's why you have to burn it. And that's why a chaya has to be burned. No question about it. There's a brayta that says, can you mekayish a woman with it? Yeah, that's because it was shechted and it turned out to be a treifa. So he holds that it's only that if you shecht an animal that turns out to be a treifa, or the chachila was a treifa, that's not chol sheshchutu bazara. Why not? Because it's not edible. Therefore, you can be mekayish a woman with it. What about the other two things in that brayta? I don't have an answer for that. What about basar b'chalav? How could basar b'chalav ever be mutar b'hana? Right? There were three things in that brayta. If you mekayish a woman with basar b'chalav, petach hamor, and chol sheshchutu bazara. Petach hamor you can also get out of. Because you could say, before it was killed, after it was killed, the whole discussion about that. What about basar b'chalav? How could basar b'chalav ever be mutar? How could it ever be mutar? Unless it was basar b'chalav, basar oaf.
That's why
the
stima
is only from
the case of
Kulan Shushan to
Bazar, right?
Right.
Maybe
Anachanari, Rav Shimon would
also want to be sure.
But Petra
Hamor and Basim Khalaf, does
Rav Shimon talk called? Maybe he holds Mutar Bana. Right, he must be holds Mutar Bana.
Sure.
Because the kasha was the other stira about the Chaya. That was the kasha. Because he saw Machmer over there. Right? Being Machmer over there implied that it was Asr Bana. Because otherwise he would never be so Machmer by a Chaya. Right, so must be he holds that those two are Mutar Bana. Right. I think someone says that. Okay, next. Machmer v'kidesh d'mehen b'kudeshes. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if you took these things that are asr b'hana, basar b'chalav asr b'hana, not allowed to sell them. But you didn't listen to that, you sold it anyway. Now you have $5. Can you take those $5 and mekayish a woman with it? The Mishnah said, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely you can. How could you do that? Right? Why could you do that? So the Gemara says, Minalan, how do you know you're allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, Midgali Rachmana ba'avodas kochavim, since the Torah goes out of its way to say, by avodah zarah, v'hayisa cherem kamohu, that it should be a cher, it should be off limits to you. We don't want to go near avodah zarah with a 10-foot pole. Off limits to you. Kol sha'atan mahayeh haymena, harehu kamohu, anything that you can exchange, or anything that you get for the Avodah Zarah, anything that you get for the Avodah Zarah, in other words, if you have an Avodah Zarah, is Avodah Zarah Mutar Bahana? Avodah Zarah is Asr Bahana. It's Asr Bahana. If a Shetel is made with Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to wear it. It's Asr Bahana. That's Asr Bahana. What about if I sell the Shetel and I get money? Is that money Mutar Bahana? That money is also Asr Bahana. Why? It says in the Torah, V'yisim Cherem Kamahu. It's Asr Bahana. Says the Gemara, since the Torah only said that by Avodah Zarah, Torah didn't say that by every Isser. Right? Torah didn't say that by Basar B'chalav. Torah didn't say that. Michlal, the B'chal Yisurim Sheba Torah, everywhere else in the Torah, Sharu, it's mutter to do this. That's mutter to do this. If you did it, the money's mutter. So if you have Basar B'chalav, you're not going to have enough from that. But you sell it to the guy. That money is mutter. Why? Because only us are by avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "V'neilav mina." Let's learn out from avodah zarah. Where we have a rule called the ma'an matinu. Whenever the Torah said something, it should apply to across the board. It should be that chulin, that basar b'chalav and chulin, all these things should be. You shouldn't be allowed to get money out of them. If you did sell it, the money's aser. The avodah zarah, the money's aser. Says the Gemara, no, we can't learn that. You know why? Mishum, tahavi avodas kochavim v'shviyis, shnei ksuvim habam ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvim habam ke'echad, eim alamdin. No, because there are two places in the Torah. We said avodas are one. There's another one. Shmita. If you sell Shmita produce, you're not allowed to do that. And you get money, that money is usher. That money is usher. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish, that all these ways that in Eretz Yisrael, if people are not Nizer in Shemitah, how could you ever use the money? All the money, all the coins are Usser. Why? Because the Gemara, that's how we hold. But not by the whole Kol Torah Kula, but by Shemitah, yeah. How they get out of this. What? Who said it's Durabanan? Really? Could be maybe. First of all, that's not so. There's my focus about that. And second of all, yeah. So maybe even still, the money is usher. That money is usher forever, right? The Gemara will modify that in a second. So the whole discussion: any coin that you pick up in a Shemitah year It could be that coin had been used for Shemitah, and then it's Asa. Wild stuff. Right? So, since there are two places in the Torah where that is mentioned, Shemitah and Avodah Zarah, Shnei Ksuvim B'Mark Echad, and V'chol Shnei Ksuvim B'Mark Echad, Ein Melamdin. Therefore, the whole Torah, it's okay. Where are the two places? Avodah Kechavim, Hadamar, we just said Avodah Zarah. What about Shviyas Mayhi? So by Shemitah it says, Yovel Hi, it's Yovel, Kodesh Tihi Alochem. It should be Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Tofeses Domov, Av Shviyas Tofeses Domeho. Just like Kodesh, it's Tofes, right? If you try to sell some kind of kachim, the money becomes kodesh. So too, if you sell shemitah produce, the money becomes kodesh. They ask the Gemara, ma kodesh tofeses dam yotzel lechulin, af shviyas tofeses dam yotzel lechulin. But by kodesh, if you're moel and hektish, right? If you try to sell hektish, what happens? The hektish becomes chulin. That's what the whole thing, that's what Me'ila is. The Hektish becomes Mechalel, becomes Chulin, and the money becomes Aser. Say the same thing with Shemitah, the produce should become Chulin, and the money should remain Hektish. If you're comparing it to Kedusha, to Kodesh, why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, Tamad Lomar, Tihiyah. No, Tihiyah, it should be. V'havyoset Tehei, it remains in its status. So unlike Kodshim, it remains Aser. Ketad, what does that mean? Lakach Peros Shviyas Basar. Let's say a guy took Shemitah fruit, and he sold it for meat. So, Elu ve'elu mizba'arim b'shviyas. Both the meat, right? The peiros and the meat are usher, will get burnt as Shemitah. The peiros are always going to be usher. They're never going to become mutter. The basar is a way to get the basar mutter. How to get the basar mutter? The basar dogim. If somebody now sells the basar for fish, yatsa basar nichnasu dagim. The basar now is no longer has kedusha shviyas, but the fish does. Bedagim yayin. If you then somebody else sells that fish for wine, yatsa dagim nichnas yayin. The fish goes out, the wine comes in. Biyayin shemen. Now someone changes that. Someone trades that wine for oil. Yatsa yayin nichnas shemen. The wine goes out from kedusha. The oil comes into Kedusha. Ha-ketzad, what does that mean? Achron nitfas. This chain can go on forever. What's going to be usher? The last thing in the chain. The last thing in the chain. B'shvi'is, uperi atzmu usher, and the fruit. First and the last. Right? The fruit is always going to be remain usher, and the last thing in the chain is also going to be usher. What's the last thing in the chain? Whatever it is. So if somebody sells fruit for money, the fruit's usher, and the money's usher. That money's always going to be usher. Right? Okay. Now, that's good if you hold shtek sobon kachar e melamdin. That makes a lot of sense. El mandam melamdin, Michael Amemar. But if you hold Shnei Ksuvim B'Mark Echad is Melamdin, Ma'ikal Amemar, what are you going to say? Why don't we learn out that these things, that it should apply to, across the board, Kol Torah Kula, that it should be also if you can't sell Basa B'Chalav? Says the Gemara, Mi'utei Ksivi, no, there are Mi'utim, Ksiv Hacha Kicherim, who? Only Avodah Zarah, Uksiv Hasam Yovel, he in, Mi'utei Ksivi, lo, only these things and other things not. I don't know, what's the Svara? What's the svar for that? I don't know what the svar is for that. Because we, what? What's the svar for that? No, because Shnei Ksuvim B'Mark Echad has a svara. Right? If the Torah says only by Avodah Zarah you're allowed to do that, everyone's your ladder. No, but the Torah singled out twice. Only those two. That makes sense. No, those two also could learn how to call Torah Kula. So why would it say it twice? I don't know the svar for that. But there's a sheet out there that says that. So, fine. Next Mishnah. Hamakadesh betrumos ubemaisros. If someone is makadesh, a woman with truma and maiser, ubimatanos, or with matanos. What are matanos? Rashi says zero alachai v'keva. Those are three parts of every animal, not just the carbon. Every animal that's given to a kohen. It's one of the matanos kahuna. So if you mekayish a woman with that, all that works. The afilu Yisrael, even if the person giving it is a Jew, not a Kohen. Okay, why? That's not asavana. Shu's asavana. Okay, now the Gemara will flush it out. Amar Ula. Now, how can a Yisrael give truma to a woman for an act of kedushin? He can't eat that truma.
She can't eat it.
She can't eat it either, even if she's Yisrael also. So how can you do it? How's it working? Right? How's that work? What? Oh, so since you have the right to give it to whoever you want, you can give it to any kohen you want. That's worth something. So, as a matter of fact, some kahanim, some soul hold this what's going on here, the kohen used to even pay. Now the kohen himself is not allowed to pay. The kohen's not allowed to pay for the truma. Someone else can pay on the kohen's behalf. Right? So someone can go over to you, you have a very big field, you have a lot of truma, you're a very generous person, you're going to give 1/40th. Right? Someone come over to you, here's $50, give the truma to this guy, he really needs it. That's mutter. Since there's either that, or what the Gemara is going to discuss, tovas hana. I'm in the driver's seat, who I'm giving this truma to. That has value. Has value. I'm going to give the truma to this woman, and now she can give it to whoever she wants. That has value. What's the value? The value that you're in charge of who's getting the truma. That's worth something. That's called tovas hana. And he's being mekadesh the woman, not with the truma. That's not worth anything. She can't eat it, he can't eat it. Nothing can eat that. He's being mekadesh the woman with tovas hana. Okay? Tovas hana. That's the suggestion. Well, the Gemara is going to talk about it in 2 seconds, how this is working. Tovas hana. Since you have the right to decide who gets it, that's valuable. And that's what you'd be mekayish to a woman with. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Ula makes a statement. Tovas hana ain't a mekudat, ain't a mamon. No, tovas hana is not worth mamon. That's not mamon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Eser of Abel or Ula, but our mission just said it is. Hamakadish betrubas of maizes of matanos, vimechatas vafarpara, harezim mekudeshas, afil Yisrael. Ula, how could you say that tovas hana is not mamon? This is a very short mission, that it is. Amalei, no. That's our case of the Mishnah Tovas Hana. Listen to our case. Now, the halacha is Hacha be Yisrael. It's talking about Yisrael. Shenaflu blow tivalim mi base avi imo kohen. What's going on? This is Yisrael. This is a grandfather. Grandfather kohen. He had no sons. He only had a daughter. The daughter married some Yisrael, and now they had a son. That grandson's Yisrael. His grandfather is a kohen. Okay. His mother died. She has to die. She's not in this picture. She died already. Now, the grandfather died. Okay? The grandfather died. So the grandson yarshins all the tvua, all the wheat. Okay? The halacha is, and in order for this to work, v'kos savar, and he holds, matanos shelo hormu, the grandfather also has to be mafish, true as a maizvus. Just because he's a kohen, he didn't do it yet. He didn't do it yet. But this Tana holds that Truma, that wasn't Matanos, Shelo, Hormu, they weren't set aside yet, is Kemishu Hormu Damyan. It's as if it was. So that is the only way a Yisrael can have Truma that he has a bialis on. Otherwise, why does he have a bialis? It's not his. He's not allowed to eat it. He has to give it to someone else. So this Mishnah doesn't have to hold that it's working on Tovas Hana. How's it working? It's working. He's a grandson. He inherited the Tevuah from his grandfather. If his grandfather would have been mafresh to Truma already, and he inherits that, what does he inherit? He's got to give the Truma to a Kohen. Not his. The grandfather wasn't mafresh yet. So when the grandson inherits this huge pile of wheat, there was no mafresh yet. But he holds that if it wasn't hot mafresh, it's ke'ilo was mafresh. So, he inherits the entire pile. Now what does he have to do? He has to give truma. Good. He has to give truma. But he has a bialis on it. It's a very unusual type of case. He has a bialis on that truma. He can give it to a woman. Can she eat it? Not if she's Israelis. Can she give it to whoever she has? She has to give it to a kohen. But since he has the bialis on it, why does he have the bialis on it? Because it wasn't given by the grandfather yet, but it's kilu it was. So he inherits it. He has a bialis on it, and with that truma, he can give it to whoever he wants. He can mekayish a woman with it. So you don't have to say it's tovas hanah. You don't have to say that. Is tovas hanah money or not? Amalei to Nisua, our Mishnah, Hamakadosh b'Trumas u'Ma'aseh u'Matanos u'Mechatas b'Farpara, Harizim u'Kedashas. It's all good. Vafilu Yisrael, even if it's a Yisrael. So Amalei v'Labo Kimla b'Yisrael Tzavlo b'Tzavlo b'Beis Avi Imo Kohen. But didn't we explain that Mishnah in a different way? Didn't we say let's talk about a grandson whose grandfather was a Kohen? Didn't we say all that? We did say all that. Amalei, so he tells him Hutzaat, which means he thought it meant Ichsef. He got embarrassed. Hutzaat, what does that mean? Go out. Husaver, he thought it meant Shmaitza Kamalei. He's talking about his Torah. Take your sugya and get out of here with that crazy vart. No, Amalei Nahachi Kamina. Rav Yasi, the Hutzal Kakavasach. Rav Yasi from the town of Hutzal. That's what he meant by Hutzal. You're a Hutzalite, right? You're a Hutzal. You say just like Rav Yasi. That what? That the Mishnah is talking about a grandson. And we don't necessarily have to take a stand on Tovas Hanah or not. Now, name a kit Hanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas Tanoim. This whole issue of Tovas Hanah. What's the story here? Hagonif tivlo shal chaveiro. If a ganav steals a whole pile of tevel, mishalim lo demei tivlo shal chaveiro. He has to pay back the whole thing. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's pshat. Rebbe says he has to pay back the whole thing. Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda Omer. Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda says, Eina mishalim el demei chulin shabo. Rebbe Yossi says, the ganav only has to pay back the chulin. Why? Why? Because the truman belonged to him. Belonged to a kohen. I don't have to give back to you. I give back to the kohen. Not yours. Says the Gemara. My la baka riflagi. What are they arguing? The mar savar tovas hanah mamon. Rebbe must hold the tovas hanah is mamon. Therefore, give me back every grain, every kernel. I get back. Why? Because it's tovas hanah who I'm giving it to. Umar Savar, and the other one holds, who's that? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Tovas Hanah Eino Mamon. Tovas Hanah is not money, therefore, what does the Ganav have to give back? Only the Chulin. Says the Gemara, lo. No, that can't be pshat. Four reasons why they hold where they hold, not touching Tovas Hanah. Four reasons. The Kulayama, Tovas Hanah Eino Mamon. Nobody holds that. V'hacha, and here, b'tzvalim shenafalu, v'beis avi, imo, koin, u'matano, shalhumur, k'mi, shalhumur, damen, k'mifalgi. We're talking about a grandson who inherits the tool from the grandfather, and it was not given off. Do we say that it's k'ilu it was given? That's the machlokas. Ah, no, but I said to you, I take it for granted, everyone holds like that. That's the machlokas. Mar sabar, k'mi, shalhumur, damen, right? Rebbe hold, it's as if it was given off. Therefore, the entire power belongs to me. I have a bialis on all of it. Why? It's ke'ilu, my grandfather gave it off already. Right? It's ke'ilu, he gave off the truma. Did he really give it? He didn't give it. It's ke'ilu, he did. That's an unusual sheet that we said it's unusual. It's ke'ilu, he did. Therefore, I have a bialis on it. You stole it, give it back. Umar savar, lahav kimi shahur madamyan. No, we don't say that. Therefore, you don't have a bialis on the truma. Therefore, the ganav has to give it back. Ibais ema, or the kulayama kamisha hormu damyan. Everybody can hold that about the ki'ilu. And for tovas hanah ainu mamon. Tovas hanah is not money. What's going on? Vahacha but the shmuel kamiflagi. The argument in shmuel's vart. The amar shmuel said, chita achas poteres hasakri. One kernel can pater the entire pile from tevel. So mar isra the shmuel. Says Rebbe, I hold like shmuel. Therefore, The Baal says to the Ganav, I already gave one kernel. Therefore, everything in that pile belongs to me. I already did my mitzvah of truma. I gave one tiny kernel. I hold from Shmuel. You're allowed to do that. Therefore, nothing in there is true. The whole thing is chulin. Give it back. Umar Savar less like Shmuel. Now we don't hold like, he doesn't hold like Shmuel. Therefore, can a guy say to the Ganav, well, it's all truma, it's all chulin? No, you didn't give truma yet. You don't own truma. Belongs to the Kohen. Therefore, I don't have to give it back to you. Ah, you gave off one kernel? I don't hold like that. That's the machlokes. That's true. Right? Case. Could be the same thing. Well, it could be. Yeah, how you have to work that out. Yeah. V'baytema, or, no, the kuleyama, less ludish, no one holds like that. V'hacha, hainu taima. You know why? The rab, the rebbe, kansuhu rabbanan leganav. Are we making a knas on the ganav? Why should the ganav win? The ganav doesn't have to give back tvua, because this guy, that's not fair. So what the machlokas is, do we make a knas on the ganav? No, you give the whole thing back! In other words, this has nothing to do with Hana, this has nothing to do with Hana, this has nothing to do with Truma. What does that have to do with? Why should the Ganav not have to give it all back? Why should he have to give it all back? V'baytema, case number four, the Kuliyama is Lehuda Shmuel. No, everybody holds from Shmuel. V'hachayin the time of the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So why does the Rabbi Yehuda say, you don't have to give it back? The Kansuhu Rabbanon Lebalabayas. We're making Knas on Lebalabayas. You know why? The lo Ibay Lehashvaya Biltavila. You shouldn't have had Tevel hanging around your house. You should have been Zrizus to give that truma right away. You're schlepping around, and that guy Ganav comes and steals it all. I'm not going to give it back to you. Okay? That's a machlokas about that. Do we make a kenas on the Baal Bais or not? Now, Tanan. Hamakadish v'trumah z'maisros, u'matanos u'mechatos u'ba'afar parah, harezu mikudeshes. All that's good. Right? Why is it all good? Because we said all that is not really Hana. Not really Asar. Va'afal pi Yisrael, even if you're Yisrael. For a minute, wait a minute. Hanotel schar ladun, if somebody takes a salary to be a dayan, or dinav betalim, his judgment, his psak is void. Leheyid, if someone takes money to be a witness, eduso betela, there's his bottle. Lahazaz ulakadesh, if a kohen takes money to sprinkle and to be mekadesh you because you're tamei, meim of mei ma'ara, the water is considered dirty water. Considered mei ma'ara, not considered kodesh. Mei ma'ara v'afara v'makla, and your eifer is considered nothing. In other words, none of that works. So how can I take eifer paraduma and be mekadesh the one with it? I'm not going to do anything with that money. I can't get paid for that. I can't use that for value. Says the Amar Abayin, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan b'schar haba umilui, kan b'schar haza v'kidosh. What does that mean? Rashi says, so machlokes what this means. Rashi says, when there's a tircha involved, then you can get paid. When there's no tircha involved, you can't get paid. Look at the Rashi. B'schar. Habas ha'efer mimakom l'makom. B'schar milu ha'mayim. B'schar pouring the water. The milth of the tircha hi. It's a big tircha. V'rachmana lo rami olei. V'shari l'mishkal igra u'mikudeshes. That is worth something. You can be mekadesh the moon with that. U'masnis and the b'choros. The Mishnah in b'choros is b'schar hazav v'kidesh d'leka tircha. Right? So let's go back to the Gemara. Arba lo kasha kam b'schar ba milui. Kam b'schar hazav v'kidesh. One's talking about the schar that involves a tircha, that I can get paid for. And one's talking about the schar that doesn't involve tircha, and that I can't get paid for. What doesn't involve tircha? The sprinkling itself. Deka nami diktoni hacha nami b'chatas u'ba'afar para. Here it says, the chatas na'afar para. Is it talking about the maisa? No, not talking about the maisa. It's talking about the tircha involved. That you can get paid for. The Katani Hasam, but in Bechoros it says, Lazos Ulakadesh, the actual sprinkling, the actual Kiddush. That does not involve Tircha. Shmamina, that's a Raya. Tosos Riyazakin says, no. What the difference is whether it's a Hechsher Mitzvah or the actual Mitzvah. If it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, that you can get paid for. But if it's the actual Mitzvah, that you can't get paid for. Says the Oven HaEzel. So can you get paid to do a mitzvah that involves a lot of tircha? Right? Someone needs you to drive 1,000 miles to do some chesed. So I'm not doing that for free. Can you get paid for that? According to Rashi, yes. Right? Because if it's in tircha, you can get paid for it. According to Tosfos Rezaken, no, you can't. The only time you can get paid is for a hechsher mitzvah. That's the only time. Putting up a sukkah, you can get paid for that. It's a hechsher mitzvah, even though it's ksuva b'Torah. You can get paid for that. But can I get paid for the big shayla? Can you get paid for being mitzvah kedushin? Rabbi Nachman Klein has a shayla, and I saw in the back. Can you get paid for being mitzvah kedushin? Right? Is that a hechsher mitzvah? Is that a tircha? So that's a big discussion. I don't know how we pass in this issue. don't know how what's the psak, I don't know, but it'll boil down to this machlokas, whether this gemara means hechsher mitzvah or whether it means a tircha. Right? Rashi says tircha, Tosfos Rizaki says hechsher mitzvah. Okay, hajan alacha ish mekadesh, hajan alacha ish mekadesh, hajan alacha ish mekadesh. Ha ha.